of 10 Dozen Minutes with Chick and Mr. Skullhead.
America's most talked about program, brought to you by the Wishy Washy Washing Machine Company of Walla Walla, Washington. And now...
So it will actually be 120 minutes of pumpkin pie with Chick and Mr. Skullhead. Instead of 30 minutes of Chick and Mr. Skullhead fucking with settings. And we do want to get to all of your questions and all of your comments. I hate web standards, and I like writing crappy code. I like forcing people to click on things over and over and over and over again, and that makes me proud. Checking the database, checking the database. Are we disconnected? Are we lost? It's more fun when you don't know. Let's see. What is, Alexi, the appeal for you?
Well, there's not much appeal now.
Yes, I forgot where I was going with that.
What have we ever done that makes people that scared that we're just going to take away all their shit? Oh, that time we took away all their shit. If I learn anymore, I'll be a threat to national security. Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Whoa, holy crap. Pretty scary. Yeah.
I don't like money, and I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, have a swimming pool filled with gold coins in the backyard of my mansion.
If I burn down any more buildings, I'll be a threat to national security. My hole punch just leaped out of my coffee cup full of hole punches. At the expense of every other person playing the game who doesn't care about your stupid bullshit and doesn't want the game to run really slow.
This is awesome to be on a live radio show talking about my particular vomiting habits. All right, you are listening to 10 Dozen Minutes of Jake Skullhead and probably a bunch of people who were at KOLCon 2 and are hanging out. Since I forgot to stop the music from playing and also forgot to Skype in Jake, I'll be doing that right now. You can read along with me in your book. You'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like that.
Hello.
Hello, Jick. We've got you.
Are we on the air?
Yep, and we can hear you very well.
Yikes, I'm getting a terrible echo. And now I'm not.
No, you're welcome.
And now I kind of am.
Well, this will be fun.
Yeah, so, how you doing?
Well, I slept from 6:30 to 10:30. Or, sorry, 6:30 to 10, and then 10:30 to 10 o'clock this morning. And,
wow.
I'm slowly feeling back to normal. Looking forward to future parties in which I won't already be ass tired coming into it. But I enjoyed the shit out of myself this weekend. How'd you feel?
Yeah, the con, I feel, was a categorical success. It wasn't so much a discrete event as some sort of 6-day thing that's still going on from this end. There's a lot of people still in town, and we ended up having people at the office last night, probably 50-60 people here. Everything was, I don't know. He says 40. All right, Nightmare's 50. I trust Nightmare's assessment of numbers of people more than I trust Priscilla Vance. Nightmare's better at counting things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was why I left so early to go back to Flagstaff on Sunday. Because I knew I could be like, well, I'm kind of tired, don't feel like driving. I'll go back to the office and hang out, and then I would have woken up sometime on Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. It's, But anyway, there's only a handful of people here now, so it's a good handful, too. Some of the two-thirds of the LARP crew has headed back to distant lands where they hail from. The LARP was fantastic. I think everybody enjoyed it. It ran very smoothly. There was a lot of delicious eating and satisfying drinking.
I'd call it an unprecedented success. Well, precedented slightly by the San Francisco LARP, which was also fantastic.
Yeah.
But enjoyed the crap out of it, and I was just working working behind the scenes or in front of the scenes.
I wish I'd been able to see what was going on in the rooms that I wasn't in. But we heard some stories. I think all of the time, all of the rooms that you weren't in, there was a lot of like naked frolicking and spanking going on. And all of the rooms that I wasn't in, there was a lot of
talking about game mechanics.
Talking about game mechanics, yeah. I guess that's the kind of thing that I like, in the same way that you like naked frolicking and spanking.
Well, we did get some of that during the weekend, so that was good.
That's true. I heard stories about some naughty little sub-gatherings. Really sad that I missed all the naked frolicking and spanking.
Yep. Jick doesn't like girls, for all of you. Like the sight of a naked woman will send him screaming in terror.
No. Yeah, that's sad but true.
But, it's fairly mutual.
The naked women run screaming from me, is what you're saying?
Right. Or you being naked causes women to run screaming?
Yeah, well, it happens. They're terrified because they know that their loins are not enough to handle the large veiny cock. That is my large veiny cock.
You mean like a weather vane?
Yeah. Yeah, like a veiny. Wow, that's interesting. It never occurred to me to call one of those rooster weather vanes a veiny cock.
So who all's at your office before we get into question answering?
What do we got? We got Nightmare and Phoenix, Hot Stuff, Armac, Riff, Fusilliban. Who's in the other room? Zlaini is here, Zeno's here. Are there other people? Mr. Skullhead, your mom is here. We just got done having sex in the bathroom.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The bathroom is like the only part of the office that isn't sweltering hot. Although we've set up an elaborate system of fans and pulleys to shunt cold air from one end to the other end.
Okay, I still need to give you my receipt for that.
Oh, right, because you bought all those fans. Yeah, we should. I trust you, Mr. Skullhead. We can just
$2,000 worth of.
Wow, I thought those fans were really nice.
They are.
Actually, one of them is about the worst fan I've ever seen. It is like even on the lowest speed on a perfectly flat surface, it won't stand up on its own. We got it propped up against a wall. It's the great thing about this house is that the end with all the bedrooms on it is like Antarctica, and this is like the Sahara. It's very dry, and everything on there is covered with ice.
Sure. I believe it.
Yeah, you do, because it's the truth, and you believe things that are true.
Yeah, when I can handle them.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't handle the truth, because you do want me on this wall. So, we've been, the party last night left the office really, really filthy. Everybody's been pitching in to clean all day, and we still got a long way to go. It wasn't the cleanest place in the world beforehand, either, so... The whiteboard is covered with reports of which things Amplitude and Daz touched with their testicles. Surprising number of things. Really, it's not safe to touch anything in here anymore.
Those crazy kids.
Including your hat that Armac left for you.
Good to know.
Yeah. You can wash that before you put it on. Well, no, actually, knowing you probably wouldn't.
Well, seeing as how I also had their testicles on my head.
Right.
I mean, not on my chin like you did, but on my head.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty clever. I think you've confused me with Darian Lar. That girl loves the dick.
I've heard that Phoenix likes it up the butt as well.
that's the rumor going around, is that Phoenix likes it up the butt. Apparently from an entire football team who left that scene very satisfied.
But only to make Nightmare happy.
Only to make Nightmare happy, because apparently Nightmare gets off on watching entire football teams go up that particular Hershey Highway. Moving on.
Some angry messages.
Yep.
Stop with the sexual innuendo.
Right. This is not really innuendo. It's in Phoenix's end.
Oh-ha!
All right, then. So we got all the questions still on the Radio Bugbear screen from the show, which I really wish somebody had recorded, because I would really like to have heard what these guys did in my absence. Thursday was my last chance to relax at all, and I decided that, especially since I hadn't done any work on the game, and really this may be an issue tonight too, except I imagine people will just be talking about con stuff and like Star Trek 2. I watched most of Star Trek 1, which I'd never seen before.
You know, I don't think I have either.
It's interesting. I didn't realize how old it was either. Very old school special effects. 79.
I actually watched Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, yeah? How'd you feel about it?
The 45 minutes or so that actually were the Hitchhiker's Guide were great. Like, the Magrathea thing was pretty awesome. The beginning of it certainly suited, and just when they went off on these bizarre tangents that didn't really have anything to do with the original book, I felt it suffered. But I didn't have the problems with the cast that you did.
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt that Dent was cast very well, and, I mean, Zaphod was okay. I wish they hadn't chosen for no reason to make him into a parody of George Bush.
Huh.
You know, that just isn't necessary. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't just talk about that the entire show.
No. Ah, Zalan asks a mechanics question, which is something that I would like to read. Anyway, he says, does the short use the new random adventure code as the other adventures? Some of the numbers put forth for the fence seem to suggest otherwise. If no, could it? If yes, less than 3. I would imagine that probably what he is talking about is, does the shore prevent you from getting the same adventure twice in a row most of the time if it can? And no, it does not. Maybe it could, though. Maybe it could. That would probably help people with some of their issues that they have with the shore. Lusty Pirate Wench says, as well as a Rusty Pirate Wrench, so if Innobox can't make pants or advanced weapons when you hold the skills for those, what exactly is Innobox for smithing without using turns? It's for funny. Because everybody's like, please make a smith in a box. Please make a smith in a box. That was asked the day after the show, so Priscilla Ben's claim that he answered it is a claim that I do not believe. Vlad Sheepshank says, how many pirate hooks were given out? I think like 800? 800 and change. That was pretty cool. That was Hot Stuff's idea. It was interesting. Kind of a random post-event. And no, we're not telling you how it happened. People have pretty much figured it out. I've tried to drop as many just oblique yet totally accurate clues into that thread as I could. But
now I'm going to have to go visit that thread because I ended up with one.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't know how.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
What?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, okay.
No, you do. You know do. Arcone says, a while ago you were going to make meat lockers and L-shaped pieces of metal untradeable or something. Sort of. I was going to make those into quest items and have the adventures only come up once, no matter what circumstances were, because we need to do some more stuff in the Haiku Dungeon, because it's one of those places that just has a shitload of adventures, most of which, you know, they're funny, but they don't do much for you in terms of the game, you know? Which, if we're going to make it so you have to go in there, which, in order to do the guild stuff, including cave quests, you're going to have to go in there. Like, we need to sort of I don't know. We've got another. We've got in the guild content. There's also a sort of quest that leads you through the haiku dungeon, and we had some interesting ideas for that we'll have to discuss with you at some length, at some point, both length point, in future.
So a point which, when viewed from the side, is actually a line.
Yeah, of some length.
Okay.
Captain Lunch says, why do you get beaten up for different periods of time? 3 for all of them would be great. Yeah, it's supposed to be 3 for all of them. It just doesn't always work that way. It's because of the way that... like, some stuff subtracts an adventure in the beginning and some stuff subtracts an adventure at the end. Like, fights don't actually take your adventure away until the last round. And so... Well, you know what I should say? Sometimes you get the effect before the adventure is subtracted, and sometimes you don't. And the way that effect is doled out is kind of goofy. What I should do, though, is I should just make it so you never can have more than 3, and then just always set it to 5 when you get it, so that no matter what happens, it'll always work. I wonder if it does goofy shit if you got beaten up at the shore. I mean, I don't think you can get beaten up at the shore because I don't think there's anything there that takes away hit points.
I don't think so, no.
But Fusilla Ben suggests getting beaten up when you get a barbed wire fence. I think you're already pretty much beaten up by Jesus if you are in a run where you have to get a barbed wire fence. Because the RNG hates you, because Jesus hates you. That's, if you have randomness ruin your ascension speed run like that, you really ought to, you know, think about the way you're living your life. Because, the random number generator is actually controlled by Jesus. Love Machine says, how does someone get unbanned forever by not ever getting banned? Which many of us have done successfully. We're unbanned forever.
I just got beaten up in the daily dungeon by the refrigerator.
Yeah. I mean, anything that takes away hit points, anything that reduces your hit points to 0 will beat you up.
That's a really powerful refrigerator.
It is. It is, man. It's you got so cold that you froze solid and fell on the ground, and the ground bruised your face and reduced your stats to half their original value. Spininette says, I was able to make green beer on Saturday, Jarl's Urari 8. Did you make it so it's mixable whenever, or is it just something left over from the last one? Yeah, that was the one thing I forgot to change when I switched the date for Sneaky Pete's Day. It was last KOL calendar year, Sneaky Pete's Day went off way before it was supposed to, because it was still set to the date of actual St. Patrick's Day from the KOL year before. So it was supposed to be the, like, Starch holiday, I think. So now, the way it is now, it's set up to go off on Starch 3rd, which is the day 3rd, the day 3 of the month 3rd. That was a glitch. But, you know, people made them. They had fun. But it is something you can only do then.
Okay. That makes sense then.
Lenten says, can you please make the star charts make multiple? Yep, that's on the list of stuff to do once we actually start working on the game again.
Sometime next week?
I'd say sometime this week.
All right.
Although, we're going to have to spend a lot of time this week doing all the business stuff that didn't get taken care of over the last couple of weeks either. I gotta talk to the accountant and stuff. And
I did hear from Dance Commander.
Oh, did you?
Yes. So,
and friggin-tastic. Are we, we just need to work out with him what's going on contract-wise. And
I'll probably put him back in touch with you for that. But, KOL Comic might actually come out before the turn of the year.
Woot.
Or the turn of the century.
For some reason, there was just a much, much quicker turnaround on these, apparently, but we got the coffee cups today.
Ooh, excellent.
Those showed up, and they look pretty good. The stuff on them is bigger than I expected it to be, but it looks good, big.
Big, good, big, look good.
Good look, bigot. That's a good look for you, bigot. Thanks, and I hate you because you're a minority.
Oh, also, didn't we have some more shirts that were going to hit the store today?
Not today. I think we're going to do that tomorrow. The only thing is they have to come out. We're putting the Pretentious Artist shirts in the KOL store because he's being featured in the weekly newspaper here in Phoenix with a link to the store.
Ooh.
So people would be pretty pissed. That's gonna cause some volume to be pumped up, and we'll have to stay hard in order to stay on top of it. I have to stay hard in order to stay on top of your mom. Because she doesn't
talk hard. Talk hard, man.
It's stay hard. They tell him to stay hard. Somebody's talking about staying hard
in that movie. I don't think so.
Yes, they are.
I think you're just distracted by how much you love the cock.
That is a constant problem that I have. Let's see. Ponjo says, Jake, last week someone asked about making one white pixel into a red, green, and blue. You said no, but what about giving three white pixels to get a red, green, and blue pixel? No, that doesn't make any sense either. If you want to change your white pixel into red, green, or blue pixels, there's something that'll do that for you. Yeah, or go to the mall. Trade channel. Except you can't do that in hardcore or hard cock, as I was about to call it, because, as you said, I'm distracted by the extent to which I crave cock.
The constant craving has always been.
The what?
The constant craving. Except now I'm quoting Katie Lang, so I'm not really racking up the hetero points either.
Yeah, you're really not. Throw in some Indigo Girls for the win. Ben Mears says, do you think you could give the basic elemental some new attack messages? It's one of my favorite monsters, but it could use some original attack messages. Sure.
That was the one monster that I left to you for attack messages.
Okay, you probably told me about that, and then I forgot about it, because I will have fun writing those. Oh, let's see. Pissy Kitty says, you said that the Clanton log will clear logs that have been there for 2 weeks, but mine has data all the way back to 8-2. Please do something about it. Thanks greatly. Yeah, that should really be fixed. I don't know what the story is. I may have just fucked up the query again. Ingbna says, dear Mr. Chick, can you please add a 1,000 meat penalty for each ban? Thanks. Loving the limit in the field behind you, Ingbna. There isn't a field behind me. There's an alley. I think he's taking the homeless guy for a llama. And no wonder he's been in such a good mood lately. I don't know about the 1,000 meat penalty for a ban. Although I don't, think it's something bad. I think we have to figure out some way for people to not get around it, by not having 1,000 meat. You can't afford to get banned. Yeah, so you just get to keep talking.
Once we institute the mechanism for people to have negative meat, then we can do that. I'm kidding. We will never allow you to have negative meat.
Yeah. No, back on Black Sunday, you could have negative meat. Which actually meant, trillions and trillions.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Pasta Lugger says, hey, can you please add a plus sign to the clan stash? No, Pasta Lugger doesn't say please. Hey, can you add a plus sign to the clan stash? It's lame. Taking 5 minutes to contribute to the clan. Fix.
Since it's not Gorblax that's requesting that, we could probably do it.
No, I mean, it's on the plate of entrees to eat and implement. It's on the burner with all the other pots full of things cooking. As soon as we get thorough testing done on the code that Xenophobe wrote for putting multiple stuff in the mall, which I think is relatively bulletproof. I think it's okay to put it out there. He's waiting for us to finish testing that so that he can use that code in the clan stash to add multiple there. So that will be once the mall stuff gets pushed out, it will be I would say a matter of a day or two before the clan stash stuff gets pulled out, because it's a lot less. Well, you know what? No, it's not. It's exactly as complicated in terms of like the ability to create dupe situations with putting items into something that other people are taking items out of at the same time. Red Knight asks what KOL would be like in the future. Dear Jick, what do you think Halo will be like in the future? Well, I think it'll be exactly the same as it is now, except you'll be playing it
with your mind,
wearing a goofy hat that somehow converts your thoughts into words, like a tongue, and except it's a hat, and it'll display the pictures directly onto your retinas, so that people looking over your shoulder can't see what's going on. And you'll never want to play it because the same technology will exist for porn. And so society will collapse because no one will ever get anything done.
There you go.
Although
I did like the idea that we're thinking of recently to have a Doom kind of first-person shooter all in animated ASCII. So that might be the future of KOLs, virtual reality, but still with the same art style.
Yeah. Oxymoronic says, Jick and Scully looked adorable together, and Amplitude looks nothing like I pictured. Kind of grungy. Ugh. Yeah, you didn't see him with his pants off. It's even worse. I wonder, there must have been some photo pages posted.
Yeah, there's a photo thread.
Already. Ah, I see. Right on. I'll have to take a look at that because I saw that KMD and Giggs both took a shitload of pictures over the barbecue, and actually Giggs over the entire thing. Like, he's got what must be a pretty effective photo log of the entire event, and they were looking real good. Everybody enjoyed meeting my mom.
Was everyone polite to your mom? Because I always worry about that.
I was a little worried about it too. But yeah, I mean. My mom has a pretty good sense of humor, and even if they had dared to be kind of creepy, she probably would have taken it in stride. I don't know what anybody said. Oh, no, nobody ended up. Did anybody ever get a picture of you and her together?
No.
Yeah, that's something that should have happened. I know KMD's got a picture of him with her, and then Amp's got a picture with her. A bunch of people wanted to take pictures of me and her.
For some reason.
But I remember people started asking her to sign stuff. And she kept signing it, Jick's mom, Kathy, which was pretty nice. She signed a few paddles, I guess.
All right.
So, actually, I ended up signing a few paddles, too.
I think I signed all of them myself.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was when we did our little certificate of participation table. That creeped me out a little bit, actually, sitting and signing autographs, having everybody line up. I think it made my mom pretty happy. She was impressed with us.
Like, whoa, it's almost like we're famous.
Yeah, or like we're almost famous and get to be deflowered by three girls at the same time in the 70s. Yeah, or get deflowered by three girls in their 70s.
Oh, right.
The Golden Girls. there were four of them, though, except the one was too gone with the... The brain damage from the stroke to really get around very well. Yeah, gonna stop that wherever.
Far too late, I think, is what.
Yeah. Irish Pride with Firepower says something totally non-having sex with the Golden Girls related.
All right.
Hey, I had a great time at the con. I really have to say the LARP was well done. I'm glad I came, and I hope you have a good one next year. Thanks. Yeah, we're probably gonna have to do this again next year.
Something tells me we're going to have to start planning it now.
Like tomorrow or the next day. And, I don't know, probably as soon as we get back from Comic-Con, we should start dealing with that. We got the confirmation. We got something from San Diego Comic-Con that said, Dear Exhibitors. So, it's official.
Dear Exhibitionists.
Yeah.
Please keep your trench coats fastened.
That would work for you.
I'm not an exhibitionist.
Yeah, whatever.
I project exhibitionism.
Yes.
I like to be around exhibitionists, but I'm not one myself.
Does that make you a voyeur, or is it not count as voyeurism if you're looking at exhibitionists?
Well, if you're watching people having sex is voyeurism, I think, and just watching people who are just naked in an open area, I don't think counts.
I see.
That's called being heterosexual.
Right, because that's what normal heterosexuals do, is they hang around
naked
at
girls.
Parties.
Yep.
Yeah, that's because that's not weird, creepy behavior at all.
to be around a bunch of naked girls. No, it's not at all.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah, I can't explain it to you. I'll try explaining it to Lex or Tadpro, and if I can get it across to them, then I might.
Lex, Lex was at the party last night, and there's a picture of him being drowned in boobs. It was it's pretty impressive. Never has one man had so little fun with so much booze. Wow. Let's see. Move Manuel. Amazing con, guys. Had a blast. Question. Any chance of having custom links in the go-to area? So if I want to link this as Airship, it would take me there, even if not Last Adventure. I've been thinking about that. A way to add custom links in a way that wouldn't be spoilery, you know, to allow you to, I don't know. And maybe it was like, add a quick link to the to your Last Adventure zone. That might be something that people would like. And then it could just, you know, that way you would never be able to put stuff in there that you couldn't see, that you hadn't already been to.
That's not a bad idea.
And people would want, you know, inventory quick links or whatever. Because there's not already a quick link to your inventory on the top.
Right.
But, you know, to specific panes or whatever. Flat Luigi says, there are female-only items. Why not have male-only items? Are there female-only items? I don't think there's actually a mechanism for allowing...
No.
I mean, I guess there are things that only drop if you're female. But I think there are
things that only drop if you're male, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I think that's pretty much the only time there is female-only things. It switches between that and a male-only thing, depending on which you are.
I mean, you could say that... If you don't have a gender specified, or can you get away with not having a gender specified anymore?
I believe that it is no longer possible to not have a gender.
Okay.
I don't believe that it isn't any longer possible to not have no gender.
Uh-huh.
Or not, depending on how many negatives there were in that.
Yeah, so we used to default to dropping the male-only items, so there could be this... idea that those are unisex and then there are female items, but no. There are male and female items in matched pairs.
Especially the kilts and the skirts.
Yeah.
If a woman is a kilt, it's a skirt. I was happy to see De Omen show up in a kilt at the barbecue.
I encouraged him to do that just for you.
I figured you probably did. Gorgolok says, you said on the forums that Moxie immunity to monster attacks would be nerfed soon in favor of absorbency. Are there any news on this? Well, first of all, I'm not going to call that a nerf. And second of all, absorbency is a much better word than absorption. First of all, it looks way more like a word than absorption. And thinking of it as, like, you know, paper towels, yeah, is a lot more fun than thinking of it as bucklers. Anyway, we haven't done any work on the game in a long time because of all this con stuff. But you know, we'll be dicking with stuff. The thing is, we can't make a significant change to the way combat works without a long period of testing. And you won't see anything during that testing. I mean, it's stuff that's only going to happen on dev. So, you know, I wouldn't hold my breath if I were Gorgolok. Of course, if I was Demon Seal, I'm not sure I would actually have to breathe.
I think you'd still be a mammal, like an infernal mammal.
Yeah, but is there air in hell?
There has to be to keep the fires burning.
All right, but I mean, what if they're... Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, if religion isn't based soundly on scientific principles, then what is?
Yeah, that's a good point. Sight Unseen says, do the items, explosion drinks, i.e. tomato daiquiri, from the Clockwork and regular bartender drop at the same rate, or do they differentiate? Well, I don't know if you mean, do the items drop at the same rate compared to each other, or do the items from the Clockwork bartender drop at the same rate as the items from the regular bartender? So I'll answer both. The items are, each item, I believe... is just as likely to fall out of there as each other item that does. I think the Clockwork and let me check that VI cock tab. I love editing the cocktail crafting script because I can just type cock and hit tab, and then I'm like, hey, it's like searching for cock in Google.
which
I mean, the tab just moves the focus to the.
I'm not going to talk about the level of experience you have with that, because I think I've belabored that point enough.
Yeah, I know. So let's see. You do get. Yeah. Okay. So it's. Yeah, the only difference between the explosions of a clockwork and regular bartender is you get more of the same item, and it appears that the drop rates on those are all identical. Although now that I've released that information, I'm going to change it. Because can't have you guys having everything all figured out.
Gore Black says, I literally sent 15 people to tell you to name the gift shop guy at the con. Were any of them sober enough to remember? I didn't get a single one.
Somebody came up and told me that. I forget who it was. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Hot Stuff, as Armac is suggesting. I would remember that. Gorblack says, how did Radio Bugbear acquire 46,510 meat? Probably just by people sending him crap. But woohoo, Meat Sink! 46,510 meat is no longer in the economy. You know, every once in a while we still care about meat sinks. Fusilla Man asked off camera or off mic if we still care about meat sinks. And we, you know, we still do some sneaky things. Knight of the Round says, why is it that the pirate hook, when in ancestral storage, has a blank in its place instead of a pirate hook? Well, that's because I forgot to run the code that pushes out the list of item names that's stored on each individual web server to make item lookups faster in those than pulling the names out of the database. But that has been remedied, not before about 500 or, say, 800 people reported it as a bug to Zlania, and she had to answer it over and again.
This is why we love Zlania. Should we take a second and shout out to all those who made the KOL con what it was?
I really feel like we should. You start, and I'll try and fill in any gaps that you leave.
Okay, well, Thor and Adra were largely responsible for everyone getting fed and drunk and caffeinated at the barbecue, and they did a fantastic job. Skipper made sure that there was a location for the barbecue, and she and Zly sat and checked everybody in all day long instead of having fun. So, mad props to them. Balam, Ted Pro, Nightmare were the official LARP runners, and then Vita Laundress helped a lot. And I gotta say, Grunge and Yerick the Real Bad just jumped in and started helping out with the LARP just because they saw a need. Which they had no expectation of anything but playing, and they came and did that. So that was very nice of them indeed.
Hot Stuff actually just handed me. They apparently took care of this already to make sure that we got everybody thanked properly.
Oh, excellent.
Because there's gonna be a page. We'll put up a page with, you know, maybe favorite pictures or whatever, like we did for KOL Con 1. But yeah, so that list pretty much reads like yours. Balam, Ted Pro, Nightmare, Vita Lanas helped out a lot with the LARP. Some of the other LARP staff that came in there, Kitsune Tsuki, Sassy Lassie, Daoman, all there, Fusilaban and Haplo. I was in the Crystal Cave with Haplo. She played Agra for a while, and I was the irritatingly accented narrator. We got Mr. Skullhead, me, but my name is crossed out. I think that's because Nightmare is a total asshole. It's been really fun having Nightmare around, by the way. Yeah, Black Belt Duck is on there underneath Grunge, which I'm sure both of them are enjoying that. Jezzerfly and Bette Noir, Fujiko, who was also in the Crystal Cave with us. Xenophobe for being the beer bouncer and keg guardian.
Beer bouncer.
Amplitude helped out during the beginning of the con. He and I were at the LARP. He and I were hippies together. It was like, wow, man. And I wore Hot Stuff's glasses and a bandana around my head to complete the illusion, and it was like I was right out of the 60s, man. And then when I took the bandana off, I looked exactly like John Lennon.
Yeah.
And then when I took the glasses off, I looked exactly like a dork who
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Dead Heart, and let's see, Yerick the Real Bad, and of course Lyenia, because we couldn't have done any of this without her, and Skipperick and Giggs. Giggs mostly for the photology. Was Giggs around for the LARP? I don't remember if he. Ah, he was around taking pictures for the LARP, of course.
I thought I saw him. Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, Haplo knitted me a stainless steel scarf.
Wow,
it was amazing. Although I'm afraid it might have gotten left. It's probably in the LARP props. I bet we found it because she gave it to me at the very beginning of the LARP, and I set it down so people wouldn't steal it, thinking it was a prop. It did get stolen and then got given back, apparently. Huh. Well, it's a deal. ALL says, what was your most memorable moment from KOLCon 2? What was yours?
Memorable moment from KOLCon 2? That requires reflection, gotta say.
Like, via some sort of mirror?
Actually, I think the memorable moment was we had a good 30 or so people at the karaoke at Uncle Monkey's. And I did the With a Little Help from My Friends, which ends kind of always in just some kind of bizarre speech. And I did the entire, like, Ascension run as a speech. And then everybody, like, screamed and yelled and group hugged. And it was just kind of this beautiful, dorky, uber geeky moment that was the epitome of all that the con was for me.
I wish that I could have stood to be there longer. You know, I don't normally get bothered by smoky places, but that place was just nauseating to me. I just couldn't be there anymore. It was awful. I don't know what the deal was. I'd also been just sort of... It always kind of messes me up to drink real slowly for a long time, and that's kind of what I did for the entire con.
Right.
Like, I didn't really get drunk at any point, but I probably had a case of beer a day, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, if it seemed like I left the karaoke place in a hurry, it was because I left the karaoke place in a hurry because I thought I was going to throw up.
I was just surprised to see you were in the karaoke place, so.
Well, we decided, we were over at the Rye House, which was that was a lot of fun over there. They rented a house here in town, and it was like, I think everyone who was in town who was in the Rye was staying there. Including Agent Lex and Cheeky Jez. Oh, we forgot to put Cheeky Jez on the list. He helped out the cooking to a large extent at the barbecue. And, as did Wank. Which, yes, thanks also to both of them. I'm glad that I thought of that because I would have felt like a real prick later when Cheeky Jez refused to be clever at me and Wank said for sure that she would never sleep with me because that would hurt my soul.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wank volunteered to cook next time.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently she is a, she used to be a professional caterer and said if we needed some, extra hands on that. I think what we want to do though is have nobody who is potentially attending the party be the one cooking for everybody.
Because yeah,
I feel
like...
bad for Thor.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. It's, you know, he did yeoman's work in keeping it going, but I really, you know, I wish, and I think he would probably say the same thing, it would have been a lot more fun for him and a lot less stressful for everyone if we had some company that we could just throw some money at and have them cook the food for us. Because, you know, that we wouldn't have had to mess with, like, you know, getting our own chafing dishes and stuff. You know, it would have just been all a lot easier, I think. There's also, I know you were talking about how if we do this next time, we'd be better off if the barbecue was at a place where there was a sort of sizable outdoor area, or rather indoor area.
Right.
And when we were first looking at this, we had no idea how big it was going to get, and so we didn't, it was decided relatively early on not to shell out the money for the place that is exactly what you describe. That's another section of the park that you can rent. There's like a big corporate retreat place. Mm-hmm. And this one was a little better for barbecuing, but if we had it catered, people could eat inside. There's like a giant sort of air-conditioned warehouse thing with like an indoor pool in it.
See, that would be fun, and then we could have like the costume contest, and just have the party go into the night there.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely something I think of. You know, it worked out. Like, the GameWorks thing was friggin' great.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
That was just so much fun. And so, like, not nearly as, like, stressful as I thought it was going to be. But, yeah, no, it was cool. Because, I mean, the thing with GameWorks is, if you get tired of dealing with the crowd, you just sort of lose yourself in video games downstairs.
Right.
And, you know, wander off in small groups.
In the moment.
The moment, because you own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could just never let it go. You can play that basketball game where you only get one shot before the thing breaks.
Right.
Although
the skee-ball games kept running out of tickets and weren't set to quit working if they were out of tickets.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
As a skee-ball aficionado, I had to register a complaint with them. But
The reason that I think I like skee-ball is because skee-ball is always surrounded with games that are more fun than skee-ball. Like, I like, in general, you know, just the token games and the games where you earn tickets and stuff like that, just because it's, like, it's interesting to try to find the ones that are the least designed solely to rip you off.
Right.
You know?
You should have seen Zlyenia, who has this kind of ninja sense. Like, in Mario Party, she can stop the dice on 10 every time.
Oh,
I thought we lost you for a sec.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Because just when it's moving fast, she can do it. When it's moving slow, she can't.
Yeah, I remember that. Because, like, we're all, like, when you get the slow shroom or whatever,
yeah,
we pretty consistently get nuts or tens. And
so,
she gets twos and threes on that, but then she just boons us every other time.
So she did this game that's kind of a rapidly spinning dial, and she stopped it on 200 tickets on her first try. She was just a queen of the little glowing, oddly shaped ball things.
Right on. I did, there's one game that I usually end up getting a lot of tickets at GameWorks, which is just like this sort of rows of LEDs that light up one at a time, and they move up and down, and your goal is to stop it right in the middle. And if you stop it right in the middle, then you get like 100 tickets plus one ticket for every time somebody's played it since the last time. Somebody stopped it there. But it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy to do, so it really never gets up past like 110 or 120. But I got the bulk of my tickets from like putting maybe $3 into that thing.
Mm.
And then the rest of the time I was just kind of dicking around. Like, I kind of like the games where you shoot, like, you put a token in a little gun and then shoot it at something to, you know, try to make some weird Rube Goldberg contraption operate in a way that gives you free stuff.
Right. Oh, Yerick the Real Bad, or Yerick the Real Bad's Tiny Plastic Incarnation, says that Primavera Angel Hair and Seltzer Duke kept Radio KOL on the air while all the other DJs were at the con.
Oh, excellent. Thank you guys so much for dealing with that. That's the whole set of logistics that I'm really glad I don't have to manage.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. So that's a good point. Although I think they did some radio stuff from here. I know Amp had his whole deal, but Amp also had a lot of social engagements going on all the time.
Yeah, it's hard rolling the way that we roll, but yeah, being an internet celebrity is never easy. Seems like everybody wants a piece.
Yeah.
So we can take an intermission if you'd like, or we can chat a bit longer and take an intermission.
We could go a few more questions. O'Reilly says that if you guys like the Postal Service, you should play something by the Postal Service. That is true.
I have one song by the Postal Service on the laptop. But none on the actual machine.
Didn't I ever send you the original Such Great Heights?
Yeah, that's the one song that I've got on the laptop.
Oh, I see, and you're not on a laptop now.
No.
Knox says you should play some flippin' sweet techno. I'm not sure about that. Well, I think we're just going to have him play stuff that he's got.
Oh,
I have.
Yep. Priscilla Ben is irritated that he won't let me send you, that I won't let him send you any flippin' sweet techno. Gorgolux says, how are the guild quests coming along? Any news there? Well, the center whiteboard in the office is completely filled with Rip's brainstorming structure for the sprawling set of guild quests, and we'll have to figure out ways to break it into discrete chunks to actually make it happen. But that's something we'll be thinking about over the next couple weeks. In addition to, now is the time on Sprockets when we spend a lot of time trying to get new servers.
Excellent.
Which I need to, we need to have that beer meeting that we discussed with the staff of that co-location place. Make sure that they are people with whom we can hang. But, let's see. Shay asks, who's the hottest KOLer? My mom. And Nightmare, because he looks exactly like me.
Yeah.
You know, it was really Jake's weird.
Mom. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really weird. Nightmare apparently went to a Kinko's here in town while he was getting stuff for the LARP. And some people know this and some people don't, but Nightmare and I look very, very similar to one another. He's a little shorter and a little wider, but other than that, I think our mass is about the same. It's just distributed differently. And he has bigger eyebrows, and his glasses are bigger, but that's sort of neither here nor there. But he went in and he was getting some KOL stuff made at Kinko's that I'd never been to, but apparently the girl behind the counter was like, oh God, I love your game, and aren't you the guy who made it? So he was my first celebrity recognition moment, and it wasn't even me. It was just somebody who looks kind of like me.
Did Nightmare say yes and show me your boobs?
No, but he should have.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, he says now that he doesn't know what he was thinking. Cause, yeah.
I got a number.
He says, he did get her number. Which, you know, we need a Kinko's here, and honestly, having a Kinko's with a fan working there is good news, I feel.
Might make
Canadian
it easier to reorder stickers. Sorry.
Yeah, it couldn't be much harder than the previous situation lent it to me. El Canadian Bandito says, yeah, this is for the radio thing. Why won't Jake accept me into his clan? Thanks. It's because I hate minorities, especially double minorities like you. You half Canadian, half Mexican. Are Canadians a minority?
Compared to, like, if your set is citizens of the world.
Well,
but then everybody, really.
Yeah, I mean, everybody except females are a minority if you're is citizens of the world. Hassel Cedric says, why is the equipment that drops in Whitey's Grove so weak? Is there any chance of upping the power or cool enchantments or something for the White Sword, etc.? Yeah, that's something we've been meaning to do, is go through and make stuff in Whitey's Grove not suck so much, because, you know, it used to work because the monsters were really weak, but then we used that to fill in a kind of gap in leveling, and we made the monsters a lot harder, but we didn't make the stuff that they have any better. So, yeah, we're probably going to improve the quality and the drop rates on the stuff that goes in there. We got a lot of things to talk about. And there are going to be, I would say that you're going to see an unusual number of incremental improvements to things and little changes to things over the next 2-3 weeks. We got stuff we want to do, man. We're going to probably get the offhand stuff rolled out relatively soon, and that'll allow us to do some tricks. And it'll also allow us to do a bunch of stuff that's kind of on hold until that's done. And yeah. Yep.
Excellent.
Well, shall we play some thongs?
Some thong to thong thing. Yeah, Jay was complaining that we didn't fully answer her question, but in my opinion, I mean, one of the things we shouldn't be doing is talking about how hot the women were, like, in anything but general terms.
Yeah, exactly.
And am I going to single out someone other than my fiancé and you someone other than your girlfriend?
Certainly not.
So, no, Che.
Yes, bad Che, do not ask.
I say thee nay, Che. Hey. All right, so I've got approximately 8 or 9 minutes worth of music. That seem about enough?
That'll work.
All right. Well, here's They Might Be Giants with the guitar. We'll see you on the flip side.
Thank you. Load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and set for show. Oh no, I know the dirty word.
Alright, that is a song that played non-stop at the KOL office the entire time I was there this weekend.
It's a very good song.
It is, and it just keeps getting better.
Sure does. So most of the present crew has gone off to my big fat Greek diner, which, god damn it. That irritates me in the same way that got sushi irritates me.
Right.
Like, where's the steakhouse? See? There probably was something named that, but it's obviously not around anymore. So I decided to take a little break during the musical interlude and put away some dishes. That's fun. What did you do during the interlude?
I offloaded some liquid and got some more liquid to replace it. And
I did that too, except I didn't get any more liquid to replace it. Well, Grunge has shown up, and I bet he brought beer. Because, you know, he always does. Let's see what we've got for questiones. Gorgolok says, will there be any incentives to do the Gord Core Trophy as a non-Moxie class? Not only do spiderwebs drop more often than crackers and lids, there's also the chance to get a crazy bastard sword. Well, I guess then you've discovered some unintentional strategy there. But, I mean, I don't feel like... I mean, I don't know. Trophies are not important in terms of building the game around them. I mean, they're... you know, things that are nice to have for doing goofy shit. And so it's like, sure, if it's easiest to get the trophy, I mean, you know, just like, there's not going to be any incentive to do the hippie quest as a non-teetotaler. You know, that's just something that makes it easier for you to eat a bunch of stuff. So, it's like, you know, you know, a lot of Katamari Damacy got played here over this weekend, and I still don't get it. Do you have anything to contribute?
I still need to get Katamari 2. I understand your objections, but they were objections that I had that vanished after I played it for about 10 minutes, and then I went on to play it for about 3 hours.
Oh, no, no, see, no, my the main reason that I don't like it is because playing the original one, like, I got stuck on the third level for, like, half an hour, and I just quit playing. Like, the difficulty ramped up so quickly, or else I was just missing something, because, like, I played through the first level, beat it easily, played through the second level, beat it easily, and it took, after 3 or 4 really long tries on the third level, I just was like, you know what, fuck this. I mean, screw this. Parental advisory, explicit lyrics. Earlier when I said screw this, I meant fuck this. Pinky the Bold 55 says, why does the little thing where you add more than one item to a message not work? Well, the only circumstances I know under which that doesn't work is if you're using Internet Explorer for the Mac, which, in that case, it doesn't work because you're using Internet Explorer for the Mac. Because we've tested it pretty thoroughly using every modern browser and some modern English.
We used a lot of the postmodern browsers, too.
Yeah,
and
that's
that was
true.
A little trippy because they're, like, making it obvious that they're web browsers while at the same time providing the browser experience, but then, you know, commenting on the browser experience as well.
Yeah.
And it's really hard
tricky,
to code for.
A little tricky to use. Vine Whitefire says, how come when you get the jump on an opponent, you're not given the option to use a skill? This is causing casters a lot of damage, as they could be getting like muscle classes can. I'm sorry. This is costing casters a lot of damage that they could be getting like muscle classes can. Well, the problem with that is that when you get the jump on... I mean, I wonder, now that I'm thinking about the way that works, I wonder if it wouldn't be possible to set some sort of... because right now, I bet that wouldn't be a big deal. To make it so when you get the jump on an opponent, you just get the normal like menu of stuff that you can do, so that you could use an item on the first round or you could use a spell on the first round. I guess there's really no reason not to do that. It's just not the way that it works now. But I bet that if I just set some sort of flag that says monster does not attack next round, that could do that very easily. I mean, it would just give you a free hit.
That would be kind of groovy as I sit getting my ass kicked in the hole in the sky, because I'm not getting hit the first time, but then I'm hitting for, you know, 40 damage instead of like 103 with a spell.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I'll have to see, because there shouldn't be, I mean, that's the kind of thing that probably has some balance implications. I mean, it'd be like a big deal for, it's the sort of change that's going to impact classes in very, very different ways, and might impact some of the sort of quest monster fights in ways that I can't anticipate, but, that's certainly something to consider. Let me write myself a note about that. If only this office had a whiteboard. Gorblack says, did anyone do anything really stupid at the con? I drank an entire gallon of bleach.
Yeah, I was going to say we didn't really want to single anybody out, but I think the series of ball sweat-related pranks that Icepec, Amp, and Daz were pulling on each other, that qualifies as stupid. And I think they'd be the first to admit it.
I've just been informed that KMD might be a little bit late getting here for his show, which he's doing from here, so if we want to run a little bit late, that's okay. We're always, I mean, I at least am always so ready to continue for an entire another hour when it gets to be about 10 till 8. But I suppose we could run late via songs instead of talking. Also, Fusiliban has offered to spin tunes.
and we could give Phoenix her own radio show, which would probably just be radio up the butt.
Radio talking on a cell phone.
Raffle. Pooned. Yeah, she doesn't like you very much, Mr. Skullhead.
But I love her. No, I really do love you, Fee. It's all good.
Slasher says, what is happening to the empty space in the campground? A while ago you mentioned a calendar type thing that would provide bonus, might work similarly to the signs. No, they wouldn't work similarly to the signs. They would work in exactly the same way as the
clan calendar.
Clan calendar, yeah, that was what I was looking for. And I feel like we're, honestly, all we really need to do is put out a request for art like we were going to. If that was how we were going to do it, you know, like just open the calendar store and just see what we like for people's sets of calendar art, you know?
Maybe that's what we should do with the comic thread.
Yeah, there we go. anyway. Torek says, welcome back from the con. Hope your hangovers are not too severe. Yeah, I was very careful to not be hungover at any point during the con. I just drank very slowly and steadily and didn't stay out particularly late any of the nights, though I would have very much liked to, what with the fun stuff going on. Yeah, no hangovers, really. Torek says, I'm still wondering when we can get used multiple for Angry Farmer candy, yummy tummy beans, tasty fun good rice candy, marzipan skulls, and briefcases. I'd also like to request that Super Spiky Hair Gel give 10 turns worth of effect rather than 5.
Well, I mean, duly noted.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I bet you'd also like to request that we double its effectiveness, but, you know, by doubling the actual multiplier. Some other people talking about green beer. Gorblack saying, kudos on iSpec's custom item, or lack thereof. Pretty funny. Yeah, that was a... That's kind of his idea.
That is, that's pretty groovy, yeah.
It's very appropriate for him, because that dude is just never wearing pants.
Did he win the costume contest at the LARP?
Yeah, that was why I, no, maybe that was ostensibly why I did that. I mean, it's also because it was funny, and it was something that took, like, 3 minutes to do, you know?
Yeah.
But, Fineldar was stuck in Houston because of the hurricane and couldn't go. Will there be a KOL Con 3 same time next year? You know, I don't know, like, I honestly feel like, I don't know, I got the impression that a lot of people would have come during the summer, but couldn't make it to this one because of school, but then the summer just makes it suck for all kinds of other reasons. If we could do the entire thing indoors,
right,
which I think is entirely plausible. I mean, like, I feel like we could do GameWorks and then a big catered dinner thing and the LARP. And if we did the dinner thing and the LARP at, like, a convention center that we rented for the weekend, you know, for Saturday and Sunday, that would be fine. I mean, there's got to be some smallish convention center that would have cost, all told, less than renting the park and all the hotel rooms for the LARP. You know, it's like, we live here, so we should go look at places like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, like, sort of figure out what is available in terms of places to actually do stuff like this. Because I would have absolutely no problem doing it in the middle of the summer. It's just that you can't do anything outside in the summer here. Like, even this was, it was a little bit too hot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matrix Michael asks, if either of us watch the television show Alias, says the new season starts this Thursday. I've never seen it.
I watched an episode, and damn, it didn't really grab me. So I'm getting some private messages from Sentry 22, who is a New York State Trooper, and he said he had a dream that he arrested the two of us last night.
Really? For what?
Pulled us over for speeding somewhere in New York, and then I had an altered driver's license, so he had to take us in and run our paperwork.
Wow.
So I think in real life, if if that should happen, we can offer like a Golden Mister accessory or something.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool to get out of a ticket because of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten out of one ticket by the fact that my dad was a cop years ago in the place that I got the ticket. But it'd be cool to get out of tickets for other reasons than that, or giving cops blowjobs, because I'm really getting tired of that.
Yeah, after a while, you just can't get the taste out.
Matrix Michael says, if you could be any city in Sri Lanka, which one would it be? Matrix Michael is apparently just picking questions out of a dictionary tonight. Because a dictionary is a list of random questions.
It sure is.
Yep. I mean, I guess if you treated it like Jeopardy, you know, it could be. Like, the question could be the definition. Or rather, I guess that's the answer.
The end can be the beginning, can be the end.
Yeah, the alpha can be the omega. Or alf can be Optimus Prime.
Alf can be OMG.
YQM says, Rift's blank white cards, when will they be implemented? Any hints how? Well, I mean, they're already implemented. He just hasn't sent any of them out because there's no way for, I guess, the thing that we're waiting for implementation on, and which is sort of figure out how we want to do it to allow him to, like, show them to people. I don't know. He might want to do it as some kind of contest or something. Yep, Carados makes the same point about Hitchhiker's Guide. The book went off on insane tangents that the original radio show didn't. Yep,
yeah, but
sure did. And every single one of them sucked exactly as much as the tangents on the movie.
I was going to say, the problem was that the movie went off on tangents that didn't even really have the same feel as the book.
Yeah, and I was kidding when I said the one in the book sucked. I mean, let's see. Chinaman Babalu says, how did you imagine Zaphod looking in the book? I imagined his heads being right next to each other like the giant in Monty Python's Holy Grail, minus a head. Yeah, I mean, I think that's how Douglas Adams imagined it, too. I can say that it's really difficult to execute that. I mean, I never actually pictured him as having two heads when I thought about him when I was reading the book, just because that's very hard to visualize consistently.
Right.
Yes, you know, they very rarely brought up the fact that he had two heads.
And I liked what they were trying to do in the movie with kind of combining the idea of him locking away a part of his brain with, like, putting it in that other head. But then it was never consistent at all that his other head had this different personality than his main head. Anyway, I was fine with the way the BBC did it. Like, cheesy special effects aside, it worked to just have him with two friggin' heads.
Yep. J-Monster says, how many tables are in the KOL database, or how many total columns? I don't have any idea. I want to say there's probably around 100 tables, but total columns, I have no idea. I know that when I had the MySQL consultant, I had to dump an entire like database schema thing, and there were 64 tables at that point. And we've added a few more things to keep track of since then, and duplicated some stuff across onto the second database server and stuff like that. So, I don't know. That kind of question, if you want specific details about something, you can ask on my Thursday show, because I sometimes will take little breaks to actually look that kind of stuff up, but I just don't feel like that right now.
Right.
The Great Merc says, could the Leap Trapsaur send us to get random ores? Also, why are the T's in his name not sevens? Well, because I was bad at Leap Speak when I made the Leap Trapsaur. And honestly, I kind of don't like, well, I guess I know what I said. I don't like that he's the Leap Trapsaur anymore.
Yeah.
I like having all that stuff in the valley.
That's
although
true.
The SK8 gnome is on the peak.
Yeah.
Or he's on McLarge, which on the sloop. The Great Merc says, all right, Mr. Skillhead, how'd you get a Talisman of Bayo on a hardcore Oxy run? Do you have to use your mod powers of Doom to succeed in HCO?
Yes, I cheat at the game I helped build because I suck at it. I actually had gotten the Talisman to give to somebody who had had their stolen or hack sword or whatever, and lost contact with him, so I figured I didn't want it to go to waste.
Okay. Kitty Wake says, can it be changed so that a clan member, regardless of rank, can delete their own messages? Yes, I should. A goofball dealer shirt that says, want some goofballs with his face on the front would rock, says Teen Rocker. So my mom was cataloging the requests for other shirts that came from people at the con. My mom sold shirts and stuff at the barbecue. Did a brisk trade too. I was really surprised at the number of people who bought stuff while they were there.
Who brought cash?
We ran out. Yeah, totally. We ran out of a lot of things. A lot of people have been requesting the green lime on a black shirt, which I think that's cool. I'd have to find a green color that sort of matched the shirt color when it was printed, but I think that'd be not too big of a problem. Let's see, what else? A lot of people suggesting a meat shirt, which is about ready. I just can't get it to look right. Ecosoph. Let's just anagram his name to Echo POS. Many of the people playing KOL are computer geeks. Many computer geeks are large. How come the shirts don't reflect this size-wise? Well, they will. We've got a lot more larger shirts in stock that we just haven't put on the list yet. But I mean, at the point when we next update the store, there will be up to 2XL and 3XL in every shirt design. So. Matrix Michael also says, will the KOL tattoos ever be in the online store, please? Yeah, they will. I meant to do that before now. But let's say those will go in at the same time that they go in. I have no idea how to do that. The entirety of the cost on those is going to be shipping.
Right.
But it doesn't cost twice as much to ship two of them as it costs to ship one.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know how to handle it. I don't know if we should do, you know, five sets of eight for $3 or something. I'm just sort of trying to figure out a way to do it so that people can buy just a handful of them without, but they can also buy more without getting raped. You know, because this is an issue with the way that I decided to do it, which I really thought would simplify things, just not having to calculate shipping on a per order basis and charge a specific amount of shipping. Because I just cannot figure out an easy way to do that. I mean, obviously there is some sort of system. It might just be a system that you have to buy that will figure out based on your zip code and your shipping method, how much it's going to cost to do it. Because, I mean, you know, obviously there are a lot of places that operate like that. But using PayPal Store, apparently you can't do it. All it can do is... It can't figure out how big of a package it needs to go in, and the cost of postage changes depending on... not only the weight, but the dimensions. So it's just a little goofy. But it's, you know, for the most part, it doesn't cause problems with anything because it's if you order two T-shirts, we make a little bit more money per shirt on the order than if you ordered one T-shirt. But it's still low enough that I feel like they're totally fair prices. You know, so in that case, it's not a big deal. But on something like this, where it's to ship one is 50 cents and to ship 10 is also 50 cents.
Right.
That's a little goofy.
Maybe you have the price for buying one of them, and then you just get them free with a $10 order.
Yeah, I think Zly might have already been doing that to some extent, just tossing some in. But I feel if we did one. You know, if you could buy, I don't even know if anybody would buy one set. I mean, I feel like that's the kind of thing people would add on to orders.
Hmm.
You know, but I mean, because I was thinking, I don't know that it's really plausible to charge less than $1 for an order.
Yeah.
I mean, just because that's still an order that has to be processed by Sly. I mean, if all someone ordered was, you know, a single set of tattoos, there would still have to be an envelope stuffed with that. And it's but... I don't see charging $10 for 10 sets. I mean, maybe we ought to sell them in quantities of 1 and 10 and have 10 cost maybe 3 times as much as 1.
Yeah, and you get a free monkey wrench.
I
always forget you don't know the lyrics to that song.
What song?
Monkey Wrench.
That don't want to be your monkey wrench.
1 in 10, 1 in 10, 1 in 10. Don't want to be your monkey wrench.
Is that your? Is that like the Foo Fighters?
Yeah. It's a lot like the Foo Fighters. If the Foo Fighters put out another song like their current single, I'm going to stop claiming that they're better than Nirvana.
What is their current single? I don't even know.
The entire lyric, as far as I can tell from listening to it whenever it comes on, is someone getting the best of you, screamed like on two notes at the top of his lungs, over and over and over again. It's just, yeah, really irritating.
And maybe he's angry because he feels that someone is getting the best of someone else.
No, not just the best. The best, the best, the best, the best, the best of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Morbank says, Jick, I'm now sneakily reminding you about the idea to give the plunger a counter of how much meat you've saved by plunging, also having a start button for the digital key puzzle.
Oh, right.
You know, why don't you answer a question, Mr. Skullhead, while I fix the digital key puzzle? And by fix,
right.
I mean...
Paxis Boy says, do you plan to make a special Mr. Store item on April 1st, a recurring event? I'm not going to say we're going to do one thing or the other, because we want to leave that open. We want to do whatever we want to do on April 1st. And Mr. Store aside, speaking of which, we should probably start thinking about October's Mr. Store item.
Yeah, we should. That's only, 4 days off. How many days are there in September?
30 days, September.
Oh, 30 days, half it indeed.
April, June, and November.
Wow, this code is terrible.
You should fire that guy.
No, yeah. The guy who wrote this old code. All right. Build layer2.php. Push layer2.php. All right. That is done, Morbank. The plunger counter is something I can't do while I'm talking to you.
Let's see.
So,
Inari requests that I make her internet stop sucking cock. But I always hate to stop anybody from sucking cock.
That's true. You do. Including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That was not...
I always get my back out of alignment when I do that, though.
Yeah. Torek says it is, he quotes, it is no longer possible to lack gender. Okay. That's better. Severus says you can have no gender in your profile, you just have to select unspecified. Well, yeah, you can have no gender in your profile, but that no longer sets your actual character gender to zero. The way that it used to. Tiny Plastic Yarrick the Real Bad says, I have no gender specified, which explains why I never get the drops I'm looking for. Equality for the sexless. Let me see if there is anybody with no gender specified. There used to be a few, but I really thought there wasn't any way to do that anymore.
Okay, so we did split the gender from profile and gender of character.
Yeah, yeah. We did. And I did that, I think, when I added the... gender selection to Ascension and added the sex change clinic, the old gender reassignment clinic. Oh, let's see. Gender, comma, count star from player table, group by gender. That, my friends, is MySQL. Nope. There's no rows in the player table that have a gender or anything other than one or two, which is male or female. See, women are number two, and men are number one. Oh, that's weird. There are, like, nearly four times as many male characters as female characters.
Hmm.
Gleb says in chat, drunk players often hick. How come full players don't burp?
We would never put that kind of low humor in our game.
Yeah, we could make them fart instead, because that's less.
Although we still have flaming farts and whatnot in the Haiku Dungeon.
That's true. Kiitsu Netsuki said, OMG, you said my name on air. Say it again. Okay. Clamjuice says, I got cooties from Jick. That's true. They implemented this item in the LARP, which you had to... You kiss someone and then give them cooties. So, I got kissed by a dude on the cheek. And then I kissed another dude on the forehead. And that dude was clam juice, and he was all sweaty, and it was gross.
You know, I compare you to a kiss from a dude on the cheek.
Yeah. And
the more I get of you, the stranger it feels.
Yeah. I think somebody was listening to that song in the office the other day. And also a lot of a Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me, which I think was on the same soundtrack, right?
Yeah. Batman 3?
Yeah, okay.
Bartomain Trace?
Kitty Wake says, a monster's level is the average of its two stats, right? So is it possible to have a monster level that it's not a whole number? Well, yeah, I mean, the other thing is, pretty much every monster level is not a whole number unless the average of the monster's stats is also a perfect square. Because the stats work like your stats, which corresponds to your level in a, you know, square way. Because you're a total square, Mr. Skull. Yeah, so, I mean, there are monsters that range in difficulty. They're not stratified by level. I mean, because really neither are players. I mean, your level is a stat that doesn't do anything except open certain quests. I mean, it's just a purely a descriptive measure. Oh, let's see. Disney or one says, "Hey JNS, so I was beaten up by the Dungeon of Doom Mimic. I was really hoping to get back at it. When does the quest flag go up? Because my hardcore account is bummed." I think if you get beaten by the Mimic, you can still get that adventure again. I don't think you actually get the flag that makes that not show up until let's see. Which Mimic is it? Is it the one called Mimic or the one called Mimic? Oh, crap. You know what? I can't look at that because of a bug in the Monster Spindler. Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Tiny Plastic Garrick, the real bad, says, don't forget to thank Hot Stuff for everything. That always goes without saying.
By the way, Megary is listening, so... Megary, I'm sorry we missed the chance to kidnap, brainwash you, make you drink the Kool-Aid, and rape you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we
not necessarily
before
in that
she drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say. Although, I mean, it's awesome to rape somebody as they're dying. You should play this for your mom.
Wow. Yeah, my mom keeps asking.
I don't mean your mom. I was saying Megary should play this for her mom.
Oh, yeah. Though my mom does keep asking me what time exactly the show's on.
Oh, yeah.
And I keep just trying
saying
to
that you
not
don't
tell
remember.
Her. Yeah, like, oh, it's really hard to tell with the time zone. Like, oh, well, we're this many hours ahead. Oh, well, cool. And this other thing over here.
Right. Gorblack says, does your mom have a KOL account? No, my mom does not.
No,
she doesn't feel that it's something that she would understand, I don't think. She doesn't play any games.
Yeah, my grandmother tried it, apparently.
Oh, yeah? That's not the only thing your grandmother tried.
I think she tried sucking eggs at one point, too.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Nobody had taught her how.
Right, because everyone was instructed not to by that adage.
What
does that even
weirdest,
mean?
Yeah. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Thanks.
Okay, great. I would have if you hadn't said that. What? Seriously, what does that mean? I mean, is it like...
Oh, I have no idea.
Because it... Gorblack says, I like typing in tiny plastic bitch in the mall search for meat car prices. So that's great. J-Monster says, can we have a link to export inventory as a CSV file? That has got to be the most limited... demands feature, I think, that's ever been suggested. Like, what would you do with that, J-Mons? Like, I'm curious. Like, you know, but I don't feel that for the one person who would ever click on it, it's worth having a link to do that for anything. Let's see. Yeah, Gorgolog says, that's how it works. You get a muscle attack, and then in addition, you can decide what to do, attack, spell, item. No, I know that that's the way that it works, but I'm thinking that I can add an extra step. I mean, it's an extra execution of the script, but it's one that doesn't do anything. So it's not going to contribute to lag. having every combat last an extra round when you don't, or when you get the jump. I really think we'll have to talk that over tonight or something. Because I think that would make people happy. And now that I think about it, it would really probably only be about a 10-minute job. By the way, your mom gave me a 10-minute job earlier.
Really? That's like twice as long as you usually go.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You keep setting them up?
And you know, it's really more like four. if we're going to be completely accurate about that. Let's see. The DMD says, how about having the hedge maze be available after you've gotten through it? Have the map crumble, and if you choose to go into it again, you're lost within until rollover. Can you not keep going into the hedge maze? I'm almost sure that...
You know, I've never tried to reconfigure it. So
yeah, I'm almost sure that you can. If you just go back into your inventory and switch the puzzle around such that, you know, that it no longer goes through, that you can re-click on it. Unless, I'm not entirely sure. If that is not how it works, that is how it should work. So, somebody tell me.
Because I guess the fighting the topiary golems would be a decent way to build stats. If you were at a stage where they wouldn't kick the shit out of you too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, for the most part, though, people can't consistently fight at that level without expending a lot of resources, that at which point you could, if you had that kind of resources, you could probably beat the sorceress. Yeah, like, I don't know how much demand there is to, like, because those seem like something that you really have to, like, buff up for.
Right.
You know? Let's see. Pondra says, Jick, why can't we click on iSpeculum's custom item for a description? Because it's not actually a custom item. I made it so on his profile, no matter what he's wearing, it just says conspicuous lack of pants. That's just kind of hard-coded, the image there. And, yeah, it's not really an item. Because, if it was a custom item that you had to have equipped, like, it would kind of suck, because I think he's probably in an Ascension run right now. Mr. Grog says, try a senior citizen center for renting space. Sometimes they're cheap. Yeah, and then we can do our whole Golden Girl foursome thing.
Hot.
Yeah. Destroyer Beacon says, could you please put the anti-antidote under the consumables miscellaneous section next to the SGEEAs? Well, they wouldn't be next to the SGEEAs because that would still be arranged alphabetically and arranged alphabetically. Yeah. I don't know. I'll consider it. I mean, because it is kind of a restorative. So, I guess it could go there. Maybe it could go in both sections. Maybe not. Lucifer says, kudos on a frickin' awesome con, especially the most excellent LARP. And at 10 to 20 bucks a head for all that food plus booze, I'm sure you ran at a loss. And as a broke student, I thank you. Yeah, I think we figured out, all told, with the merchandise we sold, with the tickets we sold, and with what we ended up expending, with the exception of airfare for the LARP stuff, which I don't believe Hot Stuff considered, the con cost us something like $1,000 or $1,200 a day, mm-hmm, to have just like all in the end. And that's, you know, that's a bargain for the amount of fun that was had by everybody. I really feel like... even if it had cost us twice as much, it still would have been worth doing. The $10, I mean, that is something that was kind of like, I felt a little weird about it because the $10 didn't even cover GameWorks. You know, I mean, it was something like $12 or $13 a person for the food and soda there. And so it was not like, you know, that was mostly just like, we figure if you pay $10, then that means you're committed to actually showing up, because otherwise you've wasted your $10. So, I mean, we weren't trying to make money on it. We weren't trying to recoup what we actually made. So the fact that we didn't is not exactly alarming.
Yeah, the goal was more to provide something for our player base than to make a bunch of money. You know, just have fun.
Toxic Popsicle says, how many condoms were used during KOL Con 2? A rough estimation, I suppose. Well, given that it was mostly attended by big nerds, I'm guessing half a dozen. I don't know that that's really true.
DeCyclops says, if everyone in KOL was being shot in alphabetical order, would you like muffins or scones?
What's the matter with people?
Yeah, I don't know. One time, this old coworker of mine came in and he told us about this dream he had where there were zombies outside his house, but they were eating people in alphabetical order, and they had already eaten somebody whose name started with C, so it was going to be like they'd have to go all the way through the entire alphabet before they got back to him. And so he was just sort of wandering around in the middle of this scene where zombies were eating all of his friends, and he was just like kind of pissed off that he couldn't do anything about it, even though he knew he had a lot of time. Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. So Fusiliben says he asked that same question during the show that they did in the slot of my show, and that he tried to ask Armac, but he had already been shot because his name started with A.
I see. That makes me happy that I'd at least live a little longer than you.
Yeah. K-L-M-N-O-P. Although if we were doing it by real names, I win.
Yeah.
Because my real name is Zizigy.
With three Z's.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucifer says, also, if MC Frontalot were to start playing, would you give him a trophy for most awesomest rapper ever? And I think we'd have to. I'm going to try and get him on my Wednesday show. See if he'd do some kind of phone interview.
Huh.
Because I keep playing stuff from his new album and encouraging people to buy it, and having him on there might help.
we got invited to this other radio show. One of the other guys that I used to work with has this friend who does some video game radio show on Sunday nights, and something like 3 weeks from now or something, he asked if we'd go on, and I told him that I could, and that we'd see if we could arrange it for you.
Sunday?
No, it's like. This Sunday he has the Penny Arcade guys on, actually.
Wow, so we're in that echelon now?
I don't think so. but I don't know. I mean, I guess they might just be doing some Skype thing or something, but like he didn't know about the game, but he came with his friend to just kind of check out what it was, and he apparently felt that us having put together something as significant as the con meant that we were obviously in some echelon.
Right.
I'm not sure which echelon, but...
It seems like next year we're going to be close to the first PAX level.
Do you think? I mean, it'd have to be five times as big as this one.
Hmm.
I mean, I suppose if there was more going on, maybe, then, you know, and if it... Like, I don't know, we did... This one was announced pretty far ahead of time, but I think that if I had been considering going... I would have been a little weirded out by the sort of seeming lack of any planning up until about a week beforehand.
Right.
Because we didn't, even though we knew the schedule, we just sort of fucked around and didn't post it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tickets were only on sale for like a week before we stopped shipping them and that kind of thing. Like, we could have done this. I could have done this better. It's just By I could have done this better, I mean I really could have had somebody else handle all the stuff that everyone was relying on me for.
I think that by next year we'll have that nailed down, though, because for one thing, we'll have Zlania in there full time.
Yeah. So, starting today, and it was friggin' great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, that's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, what else we got? Lusty Pirate Wench says, so is next month's familiar an item or a familiar? Well, we will know that when we know that.
Right, as soon as we consult the concordance and see what the next familiar is going
to
be.
Yeah, I really wish we could figure out how to get the pages to turn on that faster. Let's see. Tiny Plastic Pax's boy says, How about temporary KOL tattoos in the store? Yep, that's what we were just talking about. Gorgolok says, does the store ship to Germany? Yes, certainly. We ship to everywhere. Zlania has a map of the world on the wall with pins where people have ordered stuff. And we've got some Italy, a lot of London, or a lot of England. London and England are the same things.
Totally. The Malaysia made me happy. I'm glad to see our Malaysian fan base stepping up.
Yeah. Lilith says, great time meeting you guys, and perhaps one day I'll think up a question. Giggles. Thank you, but don't call me Giggles. Lucifer says, in honor of the con, what about a sock puppet familiar of the month, which also prevents you from using one of your hands? Well, interesting that you should mention that, because really the reason we did sock puppets at the con was to get you guys used to that idea. Although, whereas Riff wants the familiar of the month to be one, I sort of don't, because I want... there are going to be a lot of them in-game, and I don't want there to be one to start with that, like, you know, only those people can get. Well, first of all, I don't want to put a sock puppet in there and then put a bunch more sock puppets in the game and sort of dilute the value of the ones that are in Mr. Store, because I don't want people to feel like they got screwed. And, you know, I don't want there to be this whole class of items where there's one of them that you just can't have if you didn't get it that month. And I guess there's accessories, which are a whole class of items that there's one that you can't get, but this is going to be a smaller set. I mean, there'll be maybe, I forget how many variants we ended up with, given the system we came up with for the sock puppets, but we'll figure it out. And Pancake Chan says, the conspicuous lack of pants has a conspicuous lack of item profile. And again, because it's not an item. And that's the end of the questions, and, how do we feel about maybe just playing some music until Cole Moody gets here?
I think that since KMD is going to be about 10 minutes late.
Oh, is it only 10 minutes?
10 to 15. Huh. We might want to, I don't know, we could put on some people who are in the office and they could bullshit with us for a while or something.
Yeah, I don't know how plausible that is with the whole headset thing here. I think Fusiliband did have some real microphone or something, but I don't believe it got hooked up. Like your mom and I got hooked up, and then we got hitched, and then your dad was like, wait a minute, that marriage doesn't count, she was already married, and I was like, damn it. I was hoping to be Mr. Skullhead's stepdad so that I could beat him like a bald-headed stepchild.
Right. Good grief. So we can talk about Con a little more. We had some stuff going on. We had some things.
Yeah, there were several things, each of which had a lot of stuff about it that was true. Let's see. People asking if they can join my clan. I'm looking through my backlog of private messages here. Oh, Di Vernon had said, I heard from Ashland about the new... new ability to breathe saliva, which I have not quite mastered. Pardon me. I heard from Ashland about the new Boner Dagon. What's new about the Boner Dagon? Hey, Colmody is here. What's new about the Boner Dagon is that it now deflects skills and attacks, or skills and items, a certain percentage of the time, like the sorceress does. And Ducky Fresh and Alana, the monkey, are here. My name is Jake. You want to say something to the people on the radio? We're talking to them right now through this microphone.
Are you Zach?
Yes, I am Zach. But nobody's allowed to know that because it's a big secret. Now she's spoiled it all.
OMG, you spoiler it.
I did. Anyway, KMD's here. I'm assuming he's going to be using the Xeno Zone to broadcast, because that will actually make it possible for you to hand off to him. Well, although, if you start playing music, I can get off of here, and I don't know if he wants to use Sam, in which case he needs to use this computer, or what, or if he needs time to set up, and now would be a good time for him to answer some of these questions. Maybe he doesn't seem to be paying any attention at all. And he's just sort of staring into his bag and setting up a laptop. Ah, a laptop! I guess that answers all those questions. Anyway. Yeah. So, you know, I know nothing about Syphil and Ollie. Would I like Syphil and Ollie?
Jesus, yeah, you would love Syphil and Ollie.
Yeah? Should I buy it? Would I like it enough that I should buy it on DVD?
No.
Yes.
No.
KMD says no.
I see it.
But KMD also doesn't think that I enjoy having sex with his mom, and I very much do.
Syphil and Ollie is like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, only funny.
Wow. So, see, I have no idea how to interpret that. Like,
It is what Aqua Teen Hunger Force should have been.
I see. Do they play music or anything?
They the guy who wrote My United States of Whatever and the song about the Smashing Pumpkins guy losing his car keys one of the guys that was involved in that, so they sang a lot of weird little songs.
Those are two different guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy who wrote My United States of Whatever.
Okay, yeah, that's Liam Lynch. And the other guy is Stephen Lynch, I think.
Oh, okay, but Liam Lynch was Syphil and Ollie. So they sing a lot of bizarre little songs.
I'm almost sure that the Smashing Pumpkins car keys guy's name is Stephen Lynch, though. Ducky Fresh says it's not. We're going to look that up. Guy from Smashing Pumpkins car keys. Let's see. And it is Stephen Lynch. I was right. Oh, whoops. Ah! And then I accidentally played it. I hope the radio couldn't hear that. Goth sends the best question ever. Dude, why? I can't.
Wow.
I can't answer that, man.
That's weird that that's not Liam Lynch, because his entire album is called Fake Songs, and it includes songs in the style of a bunch of other musicians.
Oh, yeah?
Like Depeche Mode, Jane's Addiction, David Bowie, Bjork.
Huh. And so he was one of Syphil and Ollie?
Yeah.
Who was the other guy?
I don't know, he's kind of the Andrew Ridgely of the group.
Who's Andrew Ridley? Exactly. But I mean, yep. Who's Andrew Ridley?
Andrew Ridgely is the other guy from Wham. George Michael being the famous guy from Wham.
Oh, right, of course. I don't understand. Let's see. Matt Crocco and Liam Lynch. Who's Matt Crocco?
He was the other guy on Syphil and Ollie.
Oh, gosh, thanks. That was great. He, however, has a movie called Fake Movies.
Hmm.
Wow. Yeah, this is one of those IMDb pages where there's like 40 categories with one thing in each of them, and it's all the same thing.
Excellent.
Liam Lynch. This is fun, reading IMDb pages to lots and lots of people.
Is KMD prepared?
Liam Lynch has apparently done videos for Tenacious D and filmed stuff for them. You're the one who... You don't like Tenacious D, do you?
I don't like them as much as everybody else does. Anything but a maybe 3-minute dose, it's just like, God, Jack Black thinks he's so much funnier than he actually is. Yeah. This gets hard to take.
That's weird. That kind of thing normally really bothers me, but with him, I feel like he really doesn't think he's that funny. I think he's just kind of fucking around the way I do when I'm, like, just trying to pretend that I think I'm really awesome, and I don't. Mm. I don't know. You just don't like him because he's better looking than you, and I don't have that problem.
Well, I've had several people say that I remind them so much of Jack Black from High Fidelity. It's like, oh, thank you.
That's weird. You are nothing like that character.
Obnoxious fuckhead that almost ruined High Fidelity.
Oh, awesome. Come on. He was cool in High Fidelity, but, I mean, still.
Yeah. I liked him when he started singing. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, are we handing off yet?
I don't know. What kind of shape are you in, KMD?
I just have to get on your wireless.
Get on my wireless. All right. And so the super magic secret web key is written on the thing there. And, so he's going to be set pretty soon. I would say that it's probably safe to... You need 10 minutes? All right. Can we launch into 10 minutes of music?
This has been 10 minutes. Probably. I've been playing The Sims recently, and so I've kind of taken to talking like them.
Are you serious?
Well, I bought it for the GameCube because Sassy and Deoman were playing it, and Jess really enjoyed it. And my experience with it in the, 7 hours that Jess has played it is it's not a game.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's a series of frustrating and obnoxious tasks. Like,
okay.
Well, let's take a bath. That takes 2 hours.
Right. We have to, no, sorry, let's...
let's trick the retard into taking a bath.
Right.
And then, now let's trick him into not setting himself on fire. Like, I had a hard time with it.
Well, you can at least, you can turn on free will on the GameCube, which means they'll pee when they have to pee, that kind of thing. But then it takes them 45 minutes to wash their hands, like 45 minutes of game time. Just like a really bad fake person. But, okay, I've got enough music. I think we're cool to say goodnight, and I'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
And
I'll see you Thursday.
And we'll both see you on Monday. And
all right.
None of us will see any of us.
Have a good night, everybody, and everybody who was at Con. That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
He always does the broadcasting because.
Got girls, got girls, it's the girls to go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow with the show. You can see the black plays on parade. I met 100 dozen of them. Hello, I was wondering how goth is my frock. I got this thing for horror movies and mo brock, but I can't shock my hair up. I ran out of stock, and just like that, a front a lot ran out of talk. It was tragic, unheard of. Never seen me out of rhymes when they usually come into fatigably. But me here talk good, no bad talk do. Like my tongue got encrypted right before I lost root. Like my small talk got box rocked on a prior boot. It's moot. She only dates guys who choke and die, not brute. Slacking eyeliner like a lack. Look, I'll put a little on plus lip shellac just to stand next to that and dream about love. Of necessity, that has always had to be enough. Cause I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Framer, Framer, Dammer. If she giggle, dammer, double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geek down blow at the show. You can see the black label parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. The Rocky Horror premiere. She steered clear of the nerd crowd, but I heard loud in my ear the disdain that she held for my type. Always geeking on the computron. I get hype on the stage. She might notice me then and observe that I'm ironically hip in some flip universe. In her purse, in patent leather, held in fishnet glove. Could think contain MP3 player with the front filled up. Her name is Nightshade. Yo, don't call her Cherry Tomato. She looks like Paisley Tinkle, but poisonous like tomato. She says her hair got attacked cause it's black and it's blue. She got the Johnny the Homicide maniac tattoo, legs even the boots, boots all up on the heels. Yes, I kind of make a certain type of fetish a squeal. The ordeal I endure this close to her splendor, besieged by my shyness. Tried this, I surrender and render my intentions in the usual way. Home alone, suicide girls up on the cathode ray. Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geek down blow in the show. You can see the black label parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. Tell me that I shouldn't be coveted. I tell her, yo, you better get in a covenant. It's like, eek, I get to sleep on the couch for a week, all watching old Elvira videos on TV. Yeah, laugh it up, you don't live like I do, at the mercy of any sister with wrist scars and black eye glue. I've tried to get into cheerleaders and failed. Banana, repugnant, and tan, so planet, so stale. Fill myself with a local cafe, like a clover. Thumb through Camus in French, which I can't read, but so what? I sense a gothic flower in their core's embrace. I mean, I converted that Gory's lettering into a typeface. Befriended vampires on LJ in MySpace. Even put that spooky echo filter on the face. But I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Frimmer, Frimmer, Dammer. If she giggle, damn her double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls. Goth girls are the girls that go to the nerdcore rapper with the geek down blow at the show. You can see the black label parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. Thank you.
again. There's no stopping once you get me on a roll. A name dropping.